Okay, we're on Mem Aleph. Okay, 41A. Everybody, let's all focus. Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. So the second line from the top, it says the Korei Akrimo with the Achda Asur. So he said the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he lanes Akrimo, which is what we lane on Yom Kippur, and then he lanes Psukim from Emor, which we don't do on Yom Kippur. But in other words, he rolls a few columns to Emor, and then he lanes Achda Asur. So the Gemara says, Urmini, we post a contradiction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in the Sefet Megillah. The Mishnah there says, Midalgin ben Aviv and Midalgin ben Torah. The Mishnah in Megillah says that one can skip around in the Navi. When you're saying the Haftorah, you can skip around from one section to another section. But in the Torah, you're not allowed to skip around. He says, so, but our Mishnah says that he's going to skip around. He's going to lay in Achrimot and then, you know, go two columns later. And then he's going to lay in Ach Ba'asur. So the Gemara says, Amar Abayi lo kasha. So Abayi says, there's no contradiction between the two Mishnayot. Kan b'chdeshiv so katur gaman. Kan b'chdeshiv lo yiv so katur gaman. When they would lay, they would have somebody translating into Aramaic. So the Mishnah in Masechet Megillah that says you can't be Medaleg is talking about there'll be a bigger break. In other words, if you can continue sort of like the, not only say the play, but if you can simply continue, you know, I don't say like the performance, but in other words, if you could do it without a break in the speech, then you're okay. So in other words, if the person lanes, and then while the person is translating, then the person rolls and he's able to begin without a break, then that's what Abaye says. So the Mishnah in Masechet Megillah that says he can't skip, that's where that's kan b'chdeshiv so katur gaman. In other words, the translator would have to, it would be dead silent in the shul for a few minutes, then he can't skip. He says, but here in our Mishnah, here we're talking about, you know, Torgamon speaks and he rolls and then he's good to go. So the Gemara says, the Gemara questions that on line five, Allah Katani, but we learned concerning that Mishnah, Masechet Megillah, Midalgin Benavi, Bein Midalgin Metorah. We learned the Braisa that concerns that Mishnah. And the Braisa says you could skip around in the Navi, but not in the Torah, the same halakha that was in the Mishnah. The Akama Medalgin, how long can you, in the Navi, how far can you skip? Ad Kadesh Lipso Keturigman. In other words, the Mishnah and the Braisa and Megillah are saying that in a Navi you could skip around. The Torah you can't skip around. But the part that you could skip around, what are the parameters? So that's Ad Kadesh Lipso Keturigman, that there's not going to be a break between when the person's translating. So Mechlal, the Torah, Chlal, lo. So that leads to the implication that when the Mishnah says that you can't be Medalig in the Torah, means under no circumstances can you be Medalig in the Torah. So where it's the questions, Hadar Kusha the Dukta. The Elamar Abaye, Sreler Abaye says, lo kasha, there's no contradiction between our Mishnah Masechet Megillah, kan binyan achad, kan bishnei inyanim. In other words, Abaye wants to say, it's not one requirement, it's two requirements. In other words, in the Navi, if it's Shlo Yifsok, in other words, you always need Kadesh Shlo Yifsok Torah Gaman. In other words, you can't have any silence. In other words, so it has to be right away. But in the Kriya Torah, there's an added requirement that the Kriya has to be Be'inyan Echad. It has to be from the same topic. So our Mishnah is talking about, it's the same topic. He's laying about Yom Kippur and skipping Yom Kippur. But the Mishnah Masechet Megillah is saying, yeah, there's not a big break, but there'll be a different topic, and that you can't do. And I'll talk more in a minute. He says, the Hatanya in the Gemara, but here Hatanya means Rashi says the Nihuta, a statement. Hatanya, Medalgin B'Torah B'Inyan Echad. This Bryce says, Mefurish, that if it's the same topic, you could skip around in the Torah, but the Navi, even if it's two topics, you could skip around, B'Kan, but they should have stuck with Torah. But under all circumstances, whether it's in the Torah, or was the Navi, it can't be Shivsoka Torgamon. In other words, that the translator stops talking and you're not ready to lane, then that doesn't fly. The Medalgin, now, he says, the Medalgin and Navi, the Navi. In addition to which, you can't skip from one Navi to another Navi. In other words, I can't go from Yeshaya to Yechezkel, something like that. But in the Navi Shnemasar, we know there's a safer, Treyasar, we call it, Shnemasar. They usually translate 12 minor prophets. That is viewed as, that's like one Megillah. In other words, that's one Sefer. So there, you could skip around from Navi to Navi. But provided You can't go, he says, backwards. Be so for safer to the Torah. You got to go forwards. You can't go backwards, is what he says. In other words, I think that would be like, oh, we'll see in a minute. Now, one minute. Let me do some Rashi on this. Look at the fourth wide line in the Rashi. So the Gemara set up the requirement in the Torah, we could skip around if it's a short skip. In other words, if it's not, you know, skip the Torah, come on, and it's in Yana Chad. So Rashi says, like in our Mishnah, where everything is Yom Kippur. Hilchak Medalgin, the facial you've soaked, so you could be Medalic, why there's no big break. Ubright the Tani, but the little bit facial you've soaked. And when the Mishnah says in the Sacha Megillah that even if it's, you know, it's not enough that the Torah would stop, so it's a short break, but you can't be Medaleg, that's Bishnei and Yanim, Shazevin and Yom Kippur. That would be like two different topics. For example, one would be Yom Kippur, Shazevit Sabbat Aaron, and one would be Sabbat Aaron. You know, you're bringing, you know, the Sabbat over the Torah Ola, you know, you bring the Ola. He says, Opa Parsha Acheret. Why? In words, if a person is the listener and they're focusing on one topic, in other words, a person can't like transition so easily from one topic to another topic. We want the listeners to take in what they're doing. So the Torah, a lot of mitzvahs are 10, depending on what's in the Torah, and we're publicizing it. If he doesn't understand the pasuk, he's going to forget about it, the listener, and then as a result of not knowing, he'll end up transgressing what was in the pasuk. It's going to lead to a bad result. Therefore, in the Torah, we don't skip from one topic to another. Even if it's a short jump, about the Navi Shabridam, but Navi good. Now, one second. The article points out, like we do this all the time on a Tana keyboard, like we have by a call, and then we skip over, you know, like one column or so to In other words, it's the same topic. We're dealing with the Tanis, and we're not interested in reading about, you know, will hold on to the Mas say, hey, you know, and so that works out that you're going forward. Okay, now, let me just, one thing I was bothered about was, there are some places that have the minhag. I should have brought a chumash up, but, you know, sometimes, let's say it'll be maybe the Arv of Parshiot or something like that, and Rosh Chodesh will be on Sunday. So some will have the minhag to lay in the first and last Pasuk of Machar Chodesh. Or sometimes it could be like 2 days Rosh Chodesh. And you have a Shemayim Kisi and Machar Chodesh. And so some Lain Hashram Kisi, and then the person left Sukh Machar Kodesh. And the only problem is that runs afoul of this rule. Right. And no. In other words, the Gemara said that even in the Nabi, you can't skip from one Nabi to another Nabi. So if I have the Haftorah is in Yeshaya, and now I want Lain from, you know, Shmuel Beis, or so it's a problem, right? Or Shmuel Aleph, where Machar Kodesh is. So the emphasis is, you know, I was talking to a number of people today. The truth is, I don't do that. I don't do the mock of the first and last pasuk. I mean, some have this minhag. So the answer I got, talking to a number of rabbanim in the base medrash today, is that that's only because we learned from a chumash. If we learned from cloth, you wouldn't do it in the chumash. So it's just open, close, that type of thing. But I think the better practice is really not to do it that way, frankly, because it doesn't really. It's not in conformity with what the Gemara has, you know. So now let me see if I took the right thing like I did.
One second, let me just check. One second, Gimel. Okay.
So let me just check the halacha, then I'll open up for some questions, comments, and thoughts. One second. Wait, let me check my channel for 1 second. Yeah, book on valid. Okay. So he brings down the halakha the way we did it. Fine. This we did. Now let me see this thing about going first. So like Dalek, he's so right. He says So one second. Right. So someone is saying that you can't go from Sofa Sefer to Tchilato, that's just by one Navi to another Navi. But B'Navi Echad, if it's the same Navi, you could go to Mafreya, someone would say, if they're close by, and it wouldn't be too much of an interruption. And the Magen Avraham is Mitzadeh, and this Eliyahu Rabbah, that even in one Navi, you should be Medaleg B'Mafreya.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's a din in the Navi. I can't remember any time we go to Mafreya in the Chumash, but it sounds like it's a din in the Navi from the way that they're bringing it down. Okay, who said questions, comments to us on anything?
Clearly, Gemara says you can't go back to the Torah.
But the Gemara said, we're talking about the Nevi'im. He says, so the question is, the next sentence, in other words, the Gemara says that in Treyasar, I can be medaling from one Sefer to another, but provided I'm not medaling so far Sefer, that's Tzilato. So he says, Mafreya. So that might, I don't know if that's just a din in the Navi or not, I'm not sure. Okay, so, all right.
So can you state the rule?
All right, one second, Rafi's talking, I'll get
to you. You may have to have that be medallic. They don't mention it here. So it does the Navi.
What do you know?
Be medallic in the Torah.
No, the Gemara said that you could be medallic in the Torah, provided two same requirements from that. That it's a short break, and it's the same topic. That's what we do. Okay. All right. What do you want to say, Fern?
So why can we be mizalek if it's the same? Why would we not be able to? Tircha de tzibura?
Right. So one is it's a gnai for the tzibur to have to wait while they're just rolling the sefer Torah. But in addition to which, then the other topic that Rashi brought up is if it's a different topic, even if it's a short break, we want to do because you know people can't adjust to sudden shifts from one topic to another. All right. Well, I'm going to go further in the Gemara and see what's going to fail. Okay, now the two dots. Okay, where three lines go where it gets wide, I'm all from an olive. So the Gemara says, the Golel and a Torah, Mani Tabatikko, Vifule. So the Kohen Gadol, he rolls the Sefer Torah. He leaned from Achri Mode, and he leaned a little bit from Emor, but it was all about Yom Kippur. Then he rolls it up and he's holding the Sefer Torah. And he says more than what's here. Let me read again. The sentence is, he says, more than what I've read in this Torah is here. And then he lanes Baal Peh. He's going to lane from Parshas Pinchas. So the Gemara says, why does he have to make this whole speech? What's this whole speech about? In other words, he doesn't want people to cast aspersions on the Sefer Torah that the reason he's saying Baal Peh is that the Sefer Torah doesn't have it in it. So that's not the reason he's not doing it. In other words, he's not doing it because he doesn't want to roll and keep people waiting. But in Achinami, with the psukim that he's saying Baal Peh from Parshas Pinchas are in the Sefer Torah. Then, last narrow line, and then the psukim in Parshas Pinchas, and he calls Sefer Bamidbar Chumash HaPakudim, like the book of censuses, in other words. And there's a Nitziv on that also. He talks about that in his Hakdama to Sefer Bamidbar. The Nitziv says, why do Chazal call the Sefer by that name? And he says, there's so many things, like you have the Meraglim, and you have like so many things in Bamidbar. So he says that the key is, the Torah wants us to make the comparison between the status of Klal Yisrael at the time of the first census at the beginning of the Sefer and the status of the second census, right when they're poised to go into Eretz Israel. And it's a whole different parsh of one to another. In other words, in the Midbar, it's decent gluyim, and in the Eretz Israel, it's just amazed every now and then, and it's a different parsha. So he says here, the Sefer of the Likri. So the Gemara says, why can't he roll the Sefer and lane? So this question seems very strange because we just said that you can't roll the sefer a lane. And the Gemara says, let him roll it a lane. We just said if it's a big break, you can't do that. So one answer, and they have this in the art scroll, but the Rabbi Leibowitz is quoting this as well, a number of Rishonim talk about this, is that Gufa, you could say, that the Gemara here is like following up, saying, what is the reason that I can't have a big break and roll? So he says, Amar Huna Bar Yehuda Shesha, if he shame Golan Sefer Torah, but Tzibur. In other words, we're not going to be Golan Sefer Torah in the Tzibur. In other words, we don't want to, it's a g'nai to them, but they're sitting around waiting. Belayti Sefer Torah, Queen of Belikri. So why can't they bring him another Sefer Torah? It's Beis HaMikdash, it's Kohen Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is here. So why can't they bring him another Sefer Torah? So Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar, Mishum Pagamo Shalishon. So he said if they would bring him another Sefer Torah, it would lead people to think that there was some pagam in the first Sefer Torah. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, Rav Yishen Bevarach and Bracha Shein Mitzvah. Rav Shlakish has a different shot. He says that it's going to cause the Kohen Gadol to make a new bracha on the new Sefer Torah. We don't cause them to make a new bracha if it's Ein Tzricha. So the verse is, Umi Chashim the Pagama, is this really a concern for us, the Pagam? But Amar Rav Yitzchak Napfa, Rosh Chodesh Tevet Shechal Yom HaShabbat. So he says, and this is a Mishnah. Mishnah says in Masechet Megillah, if Rosh Chodesh Tevet occurs on Shabbos, maybe Shlosh Tarot, so you're going to bring out three separate Torah, the Korei Achat Minino Shel Yom, one Sefer you'll read from the Parshat HaShavua, six Aliyahs, Bechat Shel Rosh Chodesh, the seventh Aliyah in Rosh Chodesh, Bechat Shel Chanukah, and then the Maftir of Yom Chanukah. So over there, we're not Chashuv for Pagam, then we have a second Sefer, then we don't think, if we take out another Sefer Torah, we don't think there's something wrong with the first Torah. So the Gemara says, Tlat Adabri, Tlat Sefer Lech Pagamah. If I have three people learning from three different Sifrei Torah, that's not a Pagam. But Chad Gavra betrays Sifrei Yikta Pagama. But the same person with two Sifrei Torah, that would be a Pagam. And there was a thing, why is he reading from the Sifrei Torah? We would think that, and again, if you look at Rashi, Mishum Pagamo shall say for Torah Rishon, shall Yomu Matzav Opsul. And Rav Leibowitz was saying, how come the Gemara quotes this thing about Rosh Chodesh Tevet on Shabbos? Why can't they quote like a regular Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, two Sifrei Torah? Why does he have to bring the thing with three? So he says that the Gemara prefers to ask a question from a Mishnah or a Braisa. In other words, the Gemara, there's no Mishnah or Braisa that says on a regular Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, you take out two Sifrei Torah. But the Mishnah does say when Rosh Chodesh Tevet falls on Shabbos, you take out three Sifrei Torah. So the Gemara wants to ask him that. He said that, he was quoting Rav Schechter. So Rav Schechter says, like, let's say giving a shir, he was saying, and somebody asks, like anybody who's smart can ask a smart question based on Svara. He says, like, a Talmud Chacham, look quote from a source. And say, how can you say this when it says this here, that there, that there? And that's a Siman, that person's a Talmud Chacham. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts?
That begs the question as to why the Mishnah chose the case of the three and not the case of the two.
So it could be the Mishnah's teaching a more complicated situation. In other words, teaches the most complicated case, then you figure out the simpler ones. In other words, you have to figure out what the order of the Sefer Torah are, that Rosh Chodesh precedes Chanukah, things like that.
So technically, according to the set of rules, if you have an almost infinite number of Sifrei Torah and an infinite number of laners, you should be able to skip if you have everything rolled in advance.
No. In other words, let's all focus. So Fern is saying, if I have numerous Sifrei Torah, I could be able to skip around. So
with numerous laners.
The key is not the Baal Kori, the key is the Ola. If there's one Ola here by the Kohen Gadol, that's with Pagam. But in terms of the different topics, so it does seem that the Gemara is more concerned with the same Sefer Torah. I don't know what to say about that. In other words, in Achinami, once you do the Hagba the Glila, I guess people kind of like transition to a different
zone
topic.
Out.
Yeah. All right, and then zone back in.
Awesome.
Yeah, what's up?
The eight brachas that we mentioned yesterday.
That's
apt.
Right. Correct.
He makes one before.
Correct. Correct. Okay. That's it. So Yosef was just asking, does the Kohen Gadol make a brach before he reads? And the answer is yes. Okay.
And that's what he's talking about in the bracha before.
That's correct. Okay. So they have to. The other one has to would also be the name of three of them. Okay. Let's see further than Gemara. Now, on line six wide line, so we said the Kohen Gadol recites eight brachot after he lanes on Yom Kippur. So Tamar Rabbanan, the Varachin, so the Bryce elaborates, the Varachin of the Torah, Nishma Varachin of the Knesset. So you make the bracha. In other words, the Mishnah just says that he's going to make eight brachot, Torah, Avodah, Hodayah, but this elaborates more. The Torah, there's more for the Knesset. In other words, it'll be the same bracha krona that you make after Leah. Yal ha'avodah, he'll make bracha ritzei, and then he'll do sh'od chalabab tayy bira na'avod, instead of, he says, ve'al ho'da'ah, and you can bodim, and ha'tov shimcha. Yal mechilat avon, itikanan. He says, mechilat avon is that we said the middle bracha shmona esrei on Yom Kippur, which is melach mo'kel b'tlef mo'kenu mavir shpim b'chol shana b'shana. He says, Allah Mikdash b'tliyatzmo, and then he makes a bracha on the base of Mikdash, which is Baruch Hashem Bachar B'Mikdash. We have a Kohenim with the Atzman. It's a bracha for the Kohenim. Here, the Gemara doesn't say what the new step of the bracha is, but it'll make a bracha for the Kohenim. He says, and then he says, Al Yisrael with the Atzman. And for Kla Yisrael, he'll say, Baruch HaBokher B'Yamo Yisrael. Yal Yerushalayim with the Atzman. And then for Yerushalayim, which will be, so he has a bracha for Yerushalayim. Now, the Hashar Tfila, so the rest, wait, that's 2 minutes and we'll be good. The Hashar Tfila, and then the rest is Tfila. So Tanar Ban Hashar Tfila, Tchina Rinu Bakasha, meaning he's going to have further Tfila, which is going to contain elements of Tchina Rinu Bakasha, Shem Chayso Srikhan Libasha. Then he's going to say more than that, but he's going to have a bracha where all bakashot and Klaisol needs to be saved, the chotein b'shomei tefila. Then he's going to have Baruch Hashem, or he'll say, you know, in the base make it differently, say Baruch Hashem elokeisom and harolam yad harolam shomei tefila. He kind of so that's the way he's going to do the brachot. Now we said in the Mishnah it has nine brachot, but we said this last bracha may not be part of the one of the eight. So he has those eight, and this is like later on. This could be one way to answer, or else that some yourselves don't have the one for Yerushalayim. In Kanva Ela, Kulakabi Kabi Sefer Torah Mitok Beito, the Korebo. After that point in time, everybody seems to go home and bring a Sefer Torah and lain from it in the Beit, then bring it back. The Chokach Lama, why they do all that? Yidarod Chazatol Rabim. So everybody can show what beautiful Sefer Torah they have. Let's see Rashi. Yidarod Chazatol Sefer Torah Benoyo. So let's just see back in the Gemara, the Rashi rather. Look in the Rashi, it's around, you know, one third up in the Rashi, narrow lines. After the Kohen Gadol has begun laning with the brachot, everybody goes home, and it's difficult on Yom Kippur, everybody's fasting, then you got to go up the Harabayit. And they bring the Sefer Torah back to Yazara. He says, the Kasavar ain't Erebots on the Yom Kippurim. So how can they carry on Yom Kippur? So either the Tana of this statement holds that you're allowed to carry on Yom Kippur. It's Matlok in the Gemara with the Hotzah, with the Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, the Gabi Hotzah. So this Tana holds that you can carry on Yom Kippur, meaning ain't Erev, you don't need an Erev Chatzerot. Or in the way the Erev Chatzer was ever set up for Yom Kippur, or it's only Yom Kippur. Inami, Yerushalayim Delta 10, Ulo, Balai, the Marvin, or else, Yerushalayim, the doors, the gates of the city would close at night. So there's no Rishus Rabin Doraita. Rishus Rabin Doraita can't make an Erev. So if the doors are closed, that removes the status of Rishus Rabin Doraita. You know, like on the West Side.
You have to make
you're right. Yeah. They make an Erev. So everybody could carry. You know, in New York, you know, they have all these things about a little bit of things like this. I think on the West Side, Erev. But what they do is they go. I think like once a year, they get up on whatever it is, like Broadway, and they unfurl like a partition, like to block off the traffic. You know, because otherwise, you know, it's like a Rishus Rab Dereis. It's Rishus Rab Dereis. I'm dead in the water. I can't have an Erev. So they're trying to remove the status of Rishus Rab Dereis now. Rashi, though, Rabbi Leibowitz said Rashi elsewhere in Yoma is a different shot. Rashi over there says everybody would bring their Sifrei Torah before Yom Kippur and leave in the base of Mikdash. He wanted to say, he was quoting from, I think, Tshuva Me'ava, to say like this, that there was a certain point in time when I think the Goyim like broke down the walls of Yerushalayim, so then it became a Rishus Rab Doraisa. So he wanted to say that Rashi over there it was why is Rashi explaining it differently there than here. So after the Rishus Doraisa, they couldn't carry, so they bring it and they do it that way. Now, the one question is, now what about everybody like showing off the Sifrei Torah? And I got to get going with this.
The women showing off the jewelry to the friends.
So he says, so this implies that it's not only permitted, but it's also mitzvah displayed for others, beautiful mitzvah object, example, skill and astro that one obtained, and that this is included in mitzvah zekil ganveyu. Accordingly, Chuvas Mishnah Sakhir writes that those people who show others their astro to others are correct in their practice. In other words, he wants to say, if I show people what a beautiful astro you have, that's good. One opinion even suggests that one should hold one's astro with his fingertips, the more the astro will be visible to others. Ramosha Sternbach also advocates showing others one's beautiful Sefer Torah or Esbrog with the hope that this will inspire others to want to also make the effort to obtain beautiful mitzvah objects as well. The principle that one should take pride in one's mitzvah objects is expressed by Rabbeinu Yonah in his commentary to Pirkei Avot. I need everybody to kind of mute themselves, where he writes that one should take pride in the mitzvah objects that he obtains so that others will be struck by their beauty and will praise the person possessing such a beautiful mitzvah object. The Rama writes that one who publicizes that he donates to tzedakah loses the reward for his mitzvah. On the other hand, he writes that someone who donates something to a Beit Knesset is permitted and is rewardable for him to put his name on the object that he donated. The Shach explains that when there is benefit, for example, others will be inspired to make similar donations, it is appropriate to take pride in the forms of a mitzvah and publicize the donation. But if the purpose is merely an expression of haughtiness, it is prohibited. Okay, I have 30 seconds for questions and I got to go. What's up?
Before I give bracha to everybody, you give Kohan in Israel, like Levim and Kohan?
Wait, say again, repeat.
Before that,
you mean the bracha for the Kohanim? No, so it's. It doesn't sound like it does. So Levim they don't get a bracha. It's like, I think.
It's bracha, you think it doesn't?
1 second. The Habucher B'Amo Yisrael would include everybody. It was Yisrael, you chose the Jewish people, the Karita. But the Konim are in different category, the Chor, that's the way it's going. Okay, now, all right, let's go further tomorrow, and we're running late on time. Okay, Mishnah. Now, but Ethan, Parshan HaMelech Ketzah, now, when it says Parshan HaMelech here, it's referring to, there's a mitzvah, it mentions in Parshas Vayelech, that in the Sukkot of the year following Shemitah, the Melech, right, like the Melech goes to the Azara, but it's like what the Ezra's Dashim is, and Lane sets up Sefer Devarim, and everybody gathers to hear him there. That's called Parshan HaMelech. So the Mishnah on Mamad Bey says Parshan HaMelech has to be in Hebrew. So when even Parshan HaMelech Ketzad, Motzei Yom Tov Rishon Shlatad, B'Shmini Motzei Shviyat. So B'Shmini means in the 8th year, Motzei Shviyat, the year, in other words, the year following the 7th year. Osin Bima Shal Eitz Ba'Azara, they build a Bima in the Azara, like a platform, King sits on it. Shneimar, he keeps Shem Hashem b'Wayd b'Gomer. He quotes the pasuk. Chazana Knesset, no tell Sefer Torah. So the Chazana Knesset is the Shamus. He takes the Sefer Torah. But now the Rosh Knesset, he gives it to the Gabbai. Just like we had in last Mishnah. Rosh Knesset, no the Skan. The Gabbai gives it to the, the Skan would be like the understudy for Kohen Gadol. But Skan, no the Kohen Gadol. Skan gives it to Kohen Gadol. Just like with the Kohen Gadol. But now, the Kohen Gadol, no the Melech. Then it sounds like the Melech is on a higher level than the Kohen Gadol. And we know that's what, remember, like, anyway, so it says here, Ba'melech Omein Mekabel, so the king stands up and receives the Sefer Torah out of Kavod, the Sefer Torah, he stands up to receive it, the Korei Yosheb, and then he lays it sitting down, he sits down to lay it. Agrippa Samelech.
Unlike the coin.
Right. The Kohen Gadol stood, but the Melech sits when he lays. He says, Agrippa Samelech, this is King Agrippa, he says, Amad Bekibel, he stood up and received the Sefer Torah. He was, a from king, but his yichas wasn't so good. The Kara Omein, and he stood up and reigned. He didn't sit down. The Shibchu Chachamim, the Chachamim praised him that it was very humble. They thought it was good. When he got to the Pasuk, that you're not allowed to appoint like a foreigner, like Ish Nachri, to be a king over you. So his eyes filled with tears, because the way Rashi learns, his mother was Jewish, but his father was like like from the family of Hurdus, were Avadim. So his Yichas wasn't up to snuff. He says, Amrulo, the Chavim said to him, Al Tikarei Adripa, Sachinuata, Chinuata. Like, Zorknisht, don't worry, you know, you're our brother. He says, now, the only thing is, the Rav Libus is talking about why did he get all worked up when he got to the Pasuk, Lo Tuchala Tedlech Ish Nachri. Before that, he learned, Som Tassim Alecha Mikher Bachecha. You should point, a king, Mikher Bachecha, he has that the pipe Yichas. And then it's Lo Tuchala Tedlech Ish Nachri. So he gave two answers. One was that the one's an essay, one's a lotas. So he was saying that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, for the essay, he was quoting from the Ben Yehoyada, he only punishes the Eitzah, the time of anger. But the lotas, he punished, so that's more to be for tzitzit for with the lotas. Or the other pshat is that he wanted to say that the essay is just an essay when the king's appointed. Then after that, it's over. But the lotas, that's an ongoing law. So he was upset that he's
transgressed. What was that saying?
The essay is Mikarev Achecha to Sima Lachamela, from the midst of your brethren, but it means that he has to have proper yichus. So he says, the Korei, now, the Gemara goes through what the Melech lays. The Korei, Mechilat Ilat Dvarim Ad Shema. He lays from the beginning of the Sefer Dvarim till Shema, which is in Parsha Bet Hanan. He says, Ushma, Bahayam Shema. Then he lays Shema, and he skips over to Bayam Shemoa, and then Aser Taser. Then he skips over to Aser Taser, which is in Parshat Re'eh. Then Ki Techalel Aser is in Parshat Ki Tavo. Who Parshat Amelech, this is really tricky. Here, no. Here, when the Mishnah, even though it's the same words, here when the Mishnah refers to Parshat Amelech, it's talking about a different Parsha. Here it's talking about in Parshat Shoftim, when it has the mitzvah of appointing the king. So, in other words, even though it's using the same words, but the Mishnah is using Parshat Melech in two different ways. So, first we're using Parshat Melech, that the whole section of the lay. Now he's using Parshat Melech, where in Parshat Shoftim, where it says what you're supposed to, like, you know, Som Tassim Alecha Melech. And then Ubrachon Klalot, then he lays the Brachon Klalot, which is in Kitabo. Now, Rashi takes it, though, that he would not lay in the order that's in the Mishnah. One second. Yeah. Parshat Melech. Yeah. Then he does go back and leaves Parshat Melech. We'll see in a minute. We're going backwards. One second. He says, Brachot Klal, Shkumar Kol Parsha. Now, Brachot Shkumar Kol Mubarak Otan, Melech Mubarak Otan. The Melech will make the same Brachot as a Kohen Gadol. Of course, it's not Yom Kippur. As I'm saying, so there's one bracha with the Kohen Gadol takes the middle bracha of Shmona Esrei and Yom Kippur. So now it's Sukkot. He's not going to do that. He's going to take the middle bracha of the Yom Tov Shmona Esrei. Now Rashi talks out how is it that he's skipping like this? Here he's skipping from topic to topic. So he says, Rashi says it's strange. Rashi says on the eighth wide line. That the Melech doesn't have a Turgamon, and so there's nobody translating them, but it sounds even stranger with the whole thing with this. So I think they asked on this, but I think they say it's like the Tabot of the Melech, that in other words, normally it's like the Tabot for the Tzibur. Here, it's with the Melech, I think. Yeah. The Barshami says the Quint Rashi is no concern, but he said two things here. Yeah, there is no translation comes to me. Such an accompaniment is because by the honor due the king. In other words, the Meiri explains that waiting for the king is not considered disrespectful to the congregation. As I'm waiting for the Melech. The Melech, he's the top honcho. So I understand that. Okay. Let me go further in the. I don't want to run out of time. Let me read a few lines and we'll pause.
Can go backwards here? Where we said he can't go back.
Yeah, so it sounds like the king has a different set of rules. That's what it sounds like. Let me see. One second. Now the Gemara says four lines at the bottom. So the Gemara doesn't understand that when it said Shmini, the Gemara thought it meant the eighth day of Sukkot. So he says, Gemara, Bishmini Satadaitach, would I think that I would lay in on the eighth day of Sukkot? He says, Ema Bishmini. So I should understand the mission says Shmini is like the eighth year, the Shana Shmini, in the words of the Shemitah cycle, which is the first year of the next cycle. The Chulhani Lamali, so where it says, if you look at Parshas Vayelech, so Torah has very many descriptions about, he says, by Sabbatam, mission. It says, let me get the whole passage down. Okay. So he's got Bikate Sheva Shanim at the end of 7 years, Bimoei during the holiday, Shnana Shmita, Bechaka Sukkot, and then it says Bevol Kol Yisrael. So the Gemara says, what do I need all these? So the Gemara says, Bechalani Lamali. So the Gemara says, Shrita, I need all these terms. Dikatab Rachmana Bikate. It totally said, Bikate Sheva Shanim. So he says, Havamina Nimdu Mehashta. They're getting this mitzvah in Arvo Moab. So I would think I begin to count now. He says, in other words, they only began observing Shemitah after 7 years of Kibush and 7 years of Kilo. But they're getting the mitzvah now in Arvo Moav. So I would think if they only said, Mikesh Sheva Shanim, I begin counting years now, even though it won't be a Shemitah year when I get to it. He says, so Katar Rachmana Shemitah. So the Torah said Shemitah. The Katar Rachmana Shemitah, and if Torah only said, read it in the Shemitah, so Mikesh Sheva Shanim, this is Bishmitah. So then it says the Shemitah, Habamid Basov Shemitah. I would think at the end of the Shemitah year before Rosh Hashanah, Bikesh Sheva Shanim, Bishmitah, that would be the sabbatical year, but right before Rosh Hashanah. So Katab Rachamana B'moed. So Torah says B'moed in the holiday. Bikatab B'moed, Habamid Bereshata. So I would think, well, it's the end of the year, it's a holiday, it's Rosh Hashanah, Jilain Rosh Hashanah. Katab Rachamana B'chagah Sukkot. So Torah says Sukkot. Bikatab Rachamana B'chagah Sukkot. If we just have all those terms in Sukkot, Havamina Fil Yom Tabakma, I think you need to lay Ashmin Atzeret, Kadavakmana Bevok Po Yisrael. So the next passage says, Vok Po Yisrael, now turn page, but Halta the Moed. When everybody comes, is the beginning of the Moed. So Rashi, the top Rashi on the Alpha days, Umiu Biom Toglo, but on Yantav, he's not going to lay Shein Tikun Abima Doche, Loed Ashvat, Lo Yom Tov. Because building the Bima is not Doche Shabbos or Yantav. We're not going to build the bima before Yantiv. The Dakala Azara. There's not going to be room to move around the Azara. It's going to be our biggest business day. We got the whole crowds there. Bahai Tam and Farsh Big Mari Mishami. Rashi says the Rishami explains this way. Masecha Megillah. The Katani Akam Akarin Kishachal Yot B'Shabbat. So it says that I assume it's talking about when Yantiv is on a Shabbos. When the first day of Chol HaMoed is on a Shabbos, so the laying will have to take place later. The Kamar Mea Bima. So the Gemara says, because we need a Bima. Bina Abdami Edbo, so why can't we do it the day before? Dakla Azara. The truth is, I didn't look up this Yerushalmi, but I assume that's what it's talking about. But the idea is that if you build a Bima, it's too crowded. Okay, let's see back in the line. I've got to keep moving, running out of time. The top line on Mem Alpha Days. But Chazana Knesset, no tell Sefer Torah, but no know La Rosha Knesset. So we have this whole sequence, one person, A, give it to B, give it to C, C to D, and then eventually to the Melech. Shama Minah Chokin Kamol Tam and Kamol Rav. So the Gemara says the same thing said yesterday, that there's a Machlok in the Gemara. You have a Rebbe, and he has Talmidim, like Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben is top-notch Talmid, Shimon the second, Levi. So can Levi give Kamol to Shimon in the presence of the Rebbe? It'll be Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a Machlok. So here it sounds like it could. Is giving kavod to these people who take the Sefer Torah before the Melech. So Amar Abaye, Kulam Shem Kvod of the Melech. So you can't prove from here because everything everything is for the Kavod of the Melech because it's show how exalted the king is that he's above all those other people. Okay, Ba'amelech Omeidim Mekabel, the Korei Yoshev. So the king stands up, receives the Sefer Torah, and then he sits in lanes. Agribus Amelech Amad, Bekibel Bekoral Neid. So Agribus Amelech stood up and he stood and he remained standing. So the Gemara says, Omein Mechal Yoshev. So the fact that he stood up leads me to believe that prior to that he was sitting. Ba'amar Mar in Yeshiva Ba'azar Lamalchi Be'David Bavad. But we have a statement in the Gemara that the only ones who are allowed to sit in the Azara are the Malkei Beit David. And Agrippus, he was not from Malkei Beit David. So Shneamar by Avo Melech David by Yeshu Tzmei Hashem Yom Rego. We had this pasuk earlier, that, you know, I think in yesterday's daf, that David Melech sat in what would be like the equivalent of the Azari. This Mikdash was not built yet, but it was like the Mishkan. He sat there. So the Gemara says, "Kedam Reb Chisda Ezra Nashe Mahatamah Ezra Nashe." So like Reb Chisda explains elsewhere, it's not talking about the Azara, like the Ezra Israel. You know, when you go up the the Malod, it's talking about the Ezra Nashe, which doesn't have the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash. The Shibchu Chachamim, the Chachamim praised Agrippas. Shibchu Mechal Shapi Rabban. That sounds like he did something good, that he was mochel on his kavod and he stood up. Ha'amar Ravashi, afiluman demar nasi shemachal kavodu kavodu machol. But Ravashi says, even according to the opinions of Sugya and Masech Kiddushin, which is coming up in Daf Yomi in about 5 months, next Masechta is Gittin, then Kiddushin. So, and the Siyum is a week from tomorrow night. We have no preparations for it, but it's in a week from tomorrow night we have our Siyum. So he says that even according to the opinion that a nasi remochel on his kavod, even if a melech is mochel on his kavod, it's got to go right. He can't be mochel. That there's a mitzvah to have fear for the king, and we don't want the king to be mochel. And even if he's mochel, it's not machul. So the Gemara says, Mitzvah Shani, when the king is doing it in the performance of a mitzvah, here the performance of the mitzvah in Achinami, then he can be mochel because everything is for the kavod of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. All right, I have 30 seconds for questions, comments, thoughts, and I've got to go.
He
what?
He wants to sit because he doesn't find the Malkut Kavod. Standing, saying it?
No, no, no. Apparently, he was sitting, and then he stood up to get the Sefer Torah. How could he sit? He's not from Malkut Beis David. The Gemara says he was not in the Azara of the Beis Hamikdash proper. He was in the Ezra Sashem, so everybody could sit there. Okay, now, back in the Gemara. Ukshigil lo tuchalate. He got to the sentence, you can't appoint like a foreigner, like somebody who's not the proper yichus, that's a king over you. So he says, Tana, Mishmei de Rabbi Natan, a Tana taught in a Braisa in the name of Rabbi Natan, Botasha'a nechagusta meisvel klaya. So the Chachamim said, Achinuata, like Zortnish means don't worry, Achinuata,
one of us,
Yerzend Unzra Brider, you're our brother. So the Gemara says, at that moment, nechagusta meisvel klaya means that. It means the enemies of the Jews, it means the Jewish people were deserving of extermination. Shechenifu lo l'Agrippas. They were giving undue flattery to Agrippas. The MS is, he wasn't going to be the king. So Amar Shimon Talafta, Yom Shekavar Egrofa Shalchanufa. Egrofa means like the fist, but they said in the RSO, Rabbi Leibowitz said as well, it could be related to Agrippas, you know, like the same letters. And from the time, from that moment, that Khanifas, you know, was prevalent, he says, Nit'abtu adinim. So all the dinim became corrupted. And Rashi says, why Nit'abtu adinim? The eighth narrow line of Rashi, Shechanifu dayanim baleidin. The dayanim were busy like flattering the baleidin. He says, V'nekalkalu amasim. And people's conduct became a mess because people weren't like criticizing. They weren't calling it aveira and aveira. V'ein adam yichol omar l'chaveiru ma'asai gedolim ma'asecha. Nobody could say, my deeds are better than yours. The way I think where Leibowitz was saying is like everybody was guilty of chanifos, but the way Rashi has it is shemitoshal michu ba'obrei aveira, since they weren't, nobody was criticizing the people doing aveira, lamdu ador ma'aseyam v'nimsa kulan ovdim. So everybody copied the wrong conduct, and everybody's like in a bar in there. So, all right, darash Rabbi Yehuda bar Marava v'tamer Rabbi Shimon Kazi mutar lachanif l'rishayim ba'olam hazeh. This says you're allowed to be machmir for shoyim in this world. Now, when he says you're allowed to, he means, like, presumably that the rishayim, like, are in control and things like that. Otherwise, it's hard to understand, or that your life's in danger. Otherwise, it's hard to understand why he could even have ostensibly rationale. So you're allowed to be machmir. But Shneamar, he quotes the pasuk in Yeshayah, lo yikarei od l'naval nadiv, like, in the future, the corrupt person will not be called Nadiv, like a generous person. Who the Kilai, the Baal Taiva, the lustful person, Lo Yimei Ashua, we won't say that he's noble. He says, now the Gemara takes it not just that this won't take place, but that up to now was permissible, now not permissible. Shimon Lakish Amar Mehata. Shimon Lakish says, you can be Makkadis Rishayim from the following pasuk in the Torah. Now, when Yaakov meets Esav, he says, seeing you is Kiropani Elokim. It's like seeing an Amalek. So he says, Kiropani Elokim Batirtsein. He says, Upliga the Rebbe Levi. So this statement is Mechulik on Rebbe Levi. The Amar Rebbe Levi, Mashal Shal Yaakov Esav Lamad Devar Demet. What is like this? What's a parable, a story to relate to the way Yaakov spoke to Esav? He says, La Adam Shizimina Chabero, like a person, you know, Reuben invites Shimon to a meal. Beaker Bo Shimon Bekshohorgo, and Shimon realizes Reuben's going to butt me off at this meal. So he says, Amarlo. So Shimon says, comes up with an idea. He says, Tom Kelpshil Session Toim, this food is so tasty. It's like the food I had at the king's palace the other day. So it's like when he, like, it's like name dropping. So then he says, so Amar, so then Reuven says, Yadalei Malka, the king knows this person, he's one of his friends, this Tafi Blokatil, he's afraid. So here Yaakov, he wasn't trying to like butter up Esav, he was trying to say like, I see Luis Malachim, yeah. Right, be careful, you don't want to mess with me. So that's the way he takes it. Now, second white line, I want to have time to talk about the issue of Chanifas, and that's why I want to move it along. So the second white line, Amar Blazar, Kuldam Sheish Bukhanufa, if a person is filled with Chanifas, in other words, he flatters people who are Shoyim, maybe Afil, he brings anger to the world from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shinamar, he puts a pasuk in Yov, Bachanafe Lev Yasinua, the people who are flatterers, you know, like wrongful flatterers, they put anger. Below Od, El Shein Tfilah Tonishma, in addition to which, his tefillah is not received in Shemayim. Shinemar, and the pasuk continues, Lo Yishavu Kiasaram, like their cries like won't be heard when he gives them, you know, afflictions. Okay, Siman Afo Ver Gehenem Biado Nida Gola. So there are eight halacha. We had the first one already. Af. Next one is Ober. Ba'amar Reb Lazar. I think they're all from Reb Lazar. Ba'amar Reb Lazar. Kol Dam Sheish Bo Chanufa. If a person is filled with Chanifas means a person's an Ober Avera, and you praise him. You said you're a fantastic guy. Yeah, right. He says, Afilu Ubarin Shemay Iman Mekalimato. Even the fetus is in utero, person. Shinamar, he quotes Pasuk in Mishlei, the book of Proverbs, Omer L'Rasha Tzadikato. If a person sells to Rasha that you're a Tzadik, means the Machmif, Yikavu Amim, so nations will curse him. Yizamuhu Le'umim, and Le'umim will curse him. The Ein Kov El'Klala, Kov means the curse, Shinemar Lo Kavo Kael, it's in part of Balak, you know, Ba'azom Lo Zama Shemba Kov Lo Kavo Kael, how can I curse, Goam says that which God has not cursed. The Ein La'om El'Ubarim, La'om is referring to a fetus, Shinemar La'om El'om Yamat, this is by Yaakov and Esau, Rivka, so Shvatek L'Drosh and Hashem, they tell her the two nations in your uterus, one will prevail over the other one, but it's talking about that they were like fetuses. So the pasuk says, if Omer l'Rasha Tzadikata Tavu Amim Yizamuhu L'Umim, that the fetuses will curse him. But Amar Blazar, Kodam Sheish Bo Chanufa, no fail to Gehenim. Anybody who's filled with like Chanifas ends up in Gehenim. Shinemar, Hoy Ha'omim L'Ra Tov La Tov Ra V'Gomer, so woe to those who call the evil good and good evil. Makibach Rav, what does it say afterwards? Lachain, ke'echol kash l'shon eish. He says, just like wax is consumed by like a tongue of fire, b'chashash lehava yirafeh, and the stubble will be consumed by the fire. And then it says, like the person's going to rot, but the more it takes it, well, the fire is Gehenim. Ba'amr blazar, kulamachnif lechaveiro, or the Yaakov Zerasha, sofnofel biyado. In the end, he falls up. He ends up being in control of the Rasha. If he doesn't fall into his hand, into his children's hands, he falls into the grandsons. Shinemar, so this is around the time of the Korban Bayit Rishon. So Yechaniah was a king. He wasn't the last king, but he had been taken into Galus. And Hananiah ben Azor was a Navi Sheker. And he said, I see my Nevuah. In 2 years, Yechaniah is going to come back here and everything is going to be good. So Yirmiyahu, who's the good Navi, says, he says, you know, Amen. It should, you know, it should only happen this way. So the Gemara takes it that was wrong for him to do that. Let's look at Rashi, the eight lines from the bottom. He says, he, Hananya, you know, purportedly saying the Yom Hashem, in 2 years I'm going to bring him back and with the clay of Kodesh that he cooked. So Amen, Kenya, Sam Hashem, Kanufinzo, that's Kanifus. Should say, you are a liar. That's Sheker you're saying. It's not, Hashem never said it. Not Amen, it should be this way. It's Sheker, it's lying, falsehood. 1 second. He says, and then it says the top line, Amen Bezam and Allah. He says, by Yehu Bashar Ben Yamin, Yirmiyahu was in Shar Ben Yamin, Bisham Baal Pikidot, there was an officer there, Ushamo, Yiriyah Ben Shlemi Ben Hananya. So this Hananya is the grandson of this Navi Sheker. He says, because the Barsha says, why else would the Torah mention even who his grandfather was? By Hosek Yirmiyahu Navi. He sees Yirmiyahu Navi, Lemor El Kastima Tanovel. You're planning to join up with the Babylonians, our enemies. But Yom Yirmiyahu Sheker in any Nofel El Kastima is not doing that. He may post, what's the Aleph? By post Yirmiyahu and Shlomo Ben Yirmiyahu, by Yibiel Asarim, and then they beat him and put him into prison. So it stems out that the guarantees for his Kanifas. Okay, now I only have a few more minutes and I've got to do this quickly. Look at the bottom Tosfos. So Tosu says, if it's not a place of danger, in other words, Yimachniv is bad, but if it's Sakhan, you could be Yimachniv. Al Makam Sakhan Mutar, Kihid the Perak Arba Anadarim, Ula Azal La Arad Israel, Ula was traveling to Israel, Lavu Bahade, Trey Bene Huzai. These two people from the town of Huza accompanied them. Kamchad Shakti the Favre. So while he's en route, Ruven kills Shema. He says, Amarle Ula, then Reuven the murderer says to Ula, Yodavni, did I do a good job? He says, Amarle, yeah, oh, you did a fantastic job. I think you should even open up the neck more. Let him bleed out more. He actually coming to Reb Yochanan. When Ula got safely back to Reb Yochanan, there's trail, Amarle, did I do wrong by saying you did a fantastic job? So Amarle, Reb Yochanan, now shut himself. He said, you saved your life. Now, I'll talk in a minute. First of all, there's a lot to talk about with that. Tosfos, there's a question whether the person was dead at the time that he made the statement or not. In other words, if he was still alive, then that's worse. But in some, so now I only have a couple of seconds left, but it's very difficult with the Chanifas, because even if we're saying it's true, there's a whole piece which I want to go over with you, but we're not going to have time tonight. In the Shari Tshuva, he talks about all the aspects of Chanifas. We'll do a couple of lines. First, it's not so much. Tosu says, "Mishasa sakana, you could be menachtiv." So Tosu says it, but Rabbi Yonah says, "But chayav dam l'soretz vol sakana miyal yasid nafsho avon ashma kazot." Rabbi Yonah learns that even in case of sakana, you shouldn't do chanifus. He says, and he mentions about a grief of samela, and then he says that chanifus is wrong. Whether it's he says, even to pray, let's say the person, he's a Rasha, but he has some good things. Let's say he's a Machal Shabbos, but right. So to praise him for the good things is also bad. He only makes the good, not the bad. The people who hear my speaking and they don't know anything will think he's a tzaddik, but I'm like building him up. It's not right to mention the positive things. So he's got more here, but I mentioned this to Rav Shechter. I said, how do you do this? Let's say you're at a dinner and somebody's an honoree and you know you're not going to say the good things, the bad things, something like that. So he says, you just say we're grateful for your contribution. He said, that's the way you should do it. You say, thank you very much, and we're grateful for your contribution. That's the way Rav Shechter said to do it. And then he has more. So
why would the Jews punish you?
What
he was a king.
What?
You killed all of them. So come on.
Yeah, but the Torah said, in other words, the key is that the falsifying the Torah. In other words, he's the king. He's a Jewish king.
Obviously, if you can do it, this sakana, you're allowed to do it. said.
Yeah, so first of all, even according to Tosfos, with the Kripas, there's no evidence that he would have been a Sakana. He himself said he's trying because he realizes he's not Achinu. And we said, no, it's okay, you're Achinu. That's Chanifas. That's the way we're trying to, you know, spice this whole thing up. So it could be that he was in fear of Esav, which he was, and then so according to Bali Tosfos, So the only thing is, I don't know if bowing is Chanifas necessarily. Chanifas is false flattery. Okay, I gotta go. Okay. All right. One second. Let me end the recording. Then that'll be it. One second. Wait, hold on a second.
You come back tomorrow.